Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome for the Italian release of Geostorm by Dean Devlin and with its protagonist, Gerard Butler.
Mystery, conspiracy story, action thriller, disaster movie, and also a family story. Which part of the story did you connect with the most and made you accept to do this role?
I think to connect with something normally would be on the intimate level, so it would be the family story. I loved the father-daughter. I loved this, you know, this Jake with this cool-ass daughter who's, you know, a young inventor like me. She's so like me, and she gives me shit just like I give everybody else shit, you know, and I don't quite know how to deal with that. I'm good at giving it, I'm not so good at getting it, especially from her. Same story with my brother, where the cliche is flipped, and I'm more like the younger brother, even though I'm the older brother, and even the way I think, it's like he's like a bully. It was a lot of fun to be had out of those roles, but also a lot of touching, emotional journeying through the character. So probably that. But what I love is if you can take those personal stories and then make this huge, death-defying action movie that you actually care because of the personal story.
There's something wrong with Dutch Boy.
No, there isn't.
Well, an entire village of dead Afghans may disagree with you. And then yesterday, an airlock just opened by itself. We lost one of our crew.
Dutch Boy is not my problem anymore.
That I am calling on. Because other than your daughter and your precious soccer club, Dutch Boy was all you ever gave a damn about.
Speaking of Carrie, what I thought was that the film plays with us, with the audience, with the if factor, you know, what if it really happened? So do you think that in this way it could be more effective in creating awareness on climate change, for example, at the moment, than different art forms?
I do. This reaches generally a much wider audience. Like, I've seen some incredible films on the environment, but when I documentaries, but automatically only a certain amount of people are going to watch those movies. Only a certain amount of people have interest. Whereas these movies are for everybody, and at the end of the day, you can actually go and escape and be entertained and go on this ride, but really see the truth of what is happening. And I think especially with what's happening today, you watch this movie and there's no doubt that something has to be done, and you come out of this movie without a doubt very aware of where we're at in global warming and the effects of that, especially because a lot of what you see, it's not the effects, it's actually from our planet.
With your production company G-Based, you produced Olympus Has Fallen, so all this action thriller. Is that the kind of film, the genre film that you're the most interested in, and why?
I also produced a movie called Family Man, which came out here, but it's a small family drama about a father whose kid gets leukemia. I just produced a movie called Keepers, in which it's based on a true story about three lighthouse keepers who mysteriously disappeared. It's a psychological thriller. And we produced a movie about the fall of the Shah of Iran and the persecution of a Jewish family in Iran, and them trying to escape persecution. So we do all different types of movies, but the ones that people generally will hear about, the bigger ones, tend to be action movies, or in this case, action disaster, conspiracy theory, family drama.
I was curious while watching the film about the fact that since you have to work a lot with the green screen, I was wondering how much effort do you have to put into imagining how it will finally look?
There's actually only... I was quite lucky in this movie. There are a couple of scenes where I'm outside in space going on a spacewalk that doesn't go according to plan, and then towards the end going into space that wasn't the plan at all, and to be floating around in space. And then there was a lot of imagination having it be used as to, you know, oh my God, what's I'm spinning. And it's like, okay, Jerry, now you're spinning 20 times a second. Give us that. And now you're hitting this. And now you're trying to... So there was a lot of that. But I was lucky in that... The sets that we had in this movie were so incredible. We had 9 huge International Space Station sets that took up 5 sound stages, that when you put them all together, we're literally bigger than an aircraft carrier, from satellite launching bays, space shuttle docking bays. They were huge. And miles of corridors and hallways and computer rooms, and that you could go horizontally, you could go vertically, and you're on pulley systems flying along, and then you're kind of whoop, go up and then across. And it's like really... got to take a visit to outer space.
Speaking of different genres, I have to ask, since you're also a singer and you worked in musicals, have you ever thought, or are you thinking about producing, directing, or acting in a musical?
I made Phantom of the Opera before, and I've sung in various other movies. We have been talking about it. There's a couple of ideas floating about out there. I don't know about directing a musical, but maybe singing and acting. I think it would be fun to go back into that. I miss that.
Thank you. Grazie.
Thank you.
Thanks to Gerald Butler for being here with us and talk about Geostorm in Italian cinemas from November the 1st. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.